vocabulary. Annoyed. 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 Attitude. 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 Commotion. 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 Cranky. 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 Familiar. 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 Frustrated. 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 Selfish. 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 Specialty. 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 The ant and the grasshopper. Setting. On the African grasslands, the prison. Characters. Termite. The narrator. Ant. Grasshopper. An army of ants. Scene 1. It is raining heavily on the African grasslands. Termite turns and sees the audience. Termite. Happily. Yipes! I didn't see you. Welcome to the great plains of Africa. We're soggy now because it's the rainy season. Sorry. She shrugs and smiles. Today, we'll visit two very different friends of mine, Ant and Grasshopper. Maybe you have heard of them from other familiar stories. Let's see what my buddies are up to. An army of ants march in, carrying leaves filled with water. They approach Grasshopper, who lounges lazily under a plant. Ant, in a loud voice, "Company, halt!" The ants stop. Grasshopper, stretching and yawning, "Ant, old pal, good to see ya. I was just napping when I heard your feet pounding down the way. What's all the commotion?" Ant, looking annoyed, "Grasshopper, have you noticed what falls from the sky above you?" Ant stands at attention and points up at a cloud. Grasshopper sleepily rises and stands next to Ant. He looks at the sky. Ant, "Rain, Grasshopper! Rain falls from the sky. And when there's rain, there's work to be done." Grasshopper, smiling then, scratching his head. "Huh?" Ant, sighing, "You should be collecting water for a time when it is unavailable. Instead, you lie here without a care for the future." Grasshopper, laughing, "Oh, don't be so serious, old buddy. There's plenty of water now, and that's all that matters. You need to relax. You're much too tense. Why don't you make napping your new specialty instead of all this silly toil? Stop working so hard all the time." Ant, shaking his head as he grows frustrated, "The rainy season will not last forever, Grasshopper. Your carefree attitude will disappear with the water, and soon you will regret being lazy and wish you had been more energetic." The ants march off as Grasshopper continues to laugh. Scene 2. It is a few months later, and the plains are now dusty, dry, and brown. Grasshopper, appearing weak and sickly, knocks on Ant's door. Ant, seeming strong and healthy, opens the door. Grasshopper, nervously, "Hi there, pal. I was in the neighborhood. Boy, can you believe how hot it is? So, I was wondering if maybe, by chance, you might have some water for your old friend." Ant tries to close the door, but Grasshopper quickly grabs it. Grasshopper, begging wildly. Please, ant! I'm so thirsty! There isn't a drop of water anywhere! Ant, after a pause. We ants work hard to collect this water, but we cannot let you suffer. Giving Grasshopper a sip of water. Do not think us selfish, but we can only share a few drops with you. I warned you that this time would come. If you had prepared, you would not be in this situation. Grasshopper walks slowly away. Termite watches him go. Termite, although Ants has done a good deed, tired, cranky Grasshopper must still search for water. Grasshopper learned an important lesson today. Next time, he will follow Ant's advice.